A fishing line with a bobber plops into blue water, creating ripples. A boy holds a fishing pole and sits on a crescent moon among white clouds. Words appear. DreamWorks SKG. Universal, over a colored globe. On a yellow triangle edged in red, words appear. DreamWorks Pictures and Universal Pictures present. Blue lasers etch two figures and the words, Small Soldiers.
Globotech Industries, long recognized as the worldwide leader in high-tech weaponry, is now reaching even higher. Under the leadership of CEO Gil Mars, Globotech engineers are blazing the trail into tomorrow's most exciting market sector, introducing advanced battlefield technology into consumer products for the whole family. For the first time, you and yours will enjoy the same high-quality standards as demanded by the U.S. Defense Department at private sector prices. Globotech. Turning swords into plowshares for you and your family.
A sign. Heartland Play Systems, a division of Globotech, is lowered into place on a concrete building. A black helicopter lands in the parking lot. A balding man wearing glasses opens the Venetian blinds and sees the helicopter.
He's here. He's early. He's not supposed to be here yet. Slam fist, ocular, good, check. Hey, let me help with these.
Pretty exciting, huh?
I don't know. I think it's kind of sad. I mean, you know, Heartland Toys has a long tradition of bringing joy to kids, you know? Gil Mars isn't going to care about any of that. He's just going to care about profits. I think it sucks.
Welcome to Earth, Erwin. You may not be familiar with our customs, but this is pretty much the way things work down here in the real world.
Yeah, well, the real world sucks.
They enter a wood-paneled conference room with a large table.
All right. Where's everybody else?
There is no longer any everybody else.
I'm Larry Benson. I wanted to tell you what an honor.
Cut the kiss up, pal. 2 minutes after I leave this room, I won't remember your name.
This is Erwin Wayfair.
Great. It's been brought to my attention that you two are responsible for this.
Yes, sir. That's Flatchu. He's part of the Belch Brigade.
Yeah, actually, the whole line was Erwin's idea.
Mars squeezes the toy.
But once I refined the concept and created the marketing campaign, it was the most successful product launch in company history.
That's why I bought the place, and that's why you two are still on board. So, let's talk about the future.
Mars spreads his hands and nods his head.
Oh, yes, okay, these are Gorgonites, sir, and they're... Hi, how are you today?
I'm late.
All right, I drew up some pictures. That's a picture you can have. These are Gorgonites, sir, and this is Archer. He's the grand noble leader of them. Okay, and Troglodon, the navigator who navigates. These are monsters who come from the land of Gorgon, and they've come to our world, and they're lost. And now, in order to get back to Gorgon, they have to find out as much stuff about our world as possible. And this way, the kids can learn and do research and
Did you say learn?
Learn, yeah.
Next.
Mr. Mars, allow me to introduce you to Major Chip Hazard, leader of the Commando Elite.
It's a 12-inch action figure with chiseled features and a silver-gray flat top.
It's called Multimedia, Erwin. Look into it.
Larry starts a video.
The future is here. A new age has dawned for action.
The figure Chip Hazard is in a display box. He bursts out with a clenched fist.
The world's most awesome high-tech fighting force is ready to battle for the next millennium.
Chip Hazard, reporting for duty.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Can they really do that?
Do what?
The thing where he punches his way out of the box.
No.
Think so.
There's a disclaimer. I mean, legal says we're completely covered.
You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of commercials that show us 4x4 trucks popping up to the top of Mount Rushmore and parking on top of Abraham Lincoln's head, okay? I'm sick of shampoo commercials that try to convince women they can look like Claudia Schiffer after one cycle of rinse and repeat. What if these toys actually could talk? What if they could walk? What if they could actually kick butt?
Larry and Irwin exchange a glance.
I'm talking about toys that are so smart when kids play with them, they play back. Toys, in short, gentlemen, that actually do what they do in the commercials.
Well, that's an interesting idea.
Forget about this batteries not included stuff. We're going to stick in a lifetime Globotech lithium cell.
Yeah. Hey, how's this for a slogan? The Commando Elite. Anything else is just a toy.
Everything else is just a toy.
That's good, too.
Sure. Computing power doesn't really seem feasible right now, and...
Irwin, we're members of the Globotech family. Surely we can hunt down that technology.
We can make missiles that can hunt down one unlucky buzzard 7,000 miles away and stick a nuclear warhead right up his nose. I don't think we're going to have a problem with this. Now, these guys are soldiers, right? And what do soldiers need?
Hats.
Camouflage.
Miss Kegel?
Enemies, sir.
Enemies. See, these hideous, ugly freaks. These guys are the enemy, and our guys have to seek them out and vaporize them.
Well, no, they're not. Sir? Don't you think that's a bit violent?
Exactly. So don't call it violence. Call it action. Kids love action. It sells. Besides, what are you worried about? They're only toys.
Irwin's shoulders sag.
I can't believe this. This is wrong. This is really wrong. I mean, you know, this is a total perversion of everything I designed these Gorgonites to be.
Oh, but you can't, Irwin. Come on, this is a golden opportunity. If we pull this off, we will have Gil Mars eating out of our hands.
And by the way, gentlemen, Mr. Mars expects the product to be ready for shipment in 3 months.
3 months?
No. It takes at least 6 months. There's product testing and focus groups.
Three months is fine. You tell Mr. Mars in 3 months everything will be ready.
All right, then. Now, these are your security cards. These will give you unlimited access to all top-secret global technology. And these are your individual secret passwords. Please take a moment to memorize them now.
Mine's Gizmo.
I said secret.
Larry sits at a computer. On a computer screen, Globotech Industries, restricted access.
Gizmo. Let's find us some chips.
Microprocessor chips.
A lot of really good chips.
State of the art. Surplus. One match found. Military.
The X-1000. Hello, Mr. Chips.
A computer-controlled laser marks a grid on the action figure. Kirsten Dunst. Gregory Smith. Clear prototype of Major Chip Hazard emerges. Jay Moore. The clear prototype of the Gorgonite Archer. Phil Hartman. Kevin Dunn. Blue eyes dart in a mechanized skeleton. The face of Chip is placed over it. David Cross. An assembly line attaches arms to feline-faced Archer figures. Ann Magnuson, Dick Miller, Wendy Shaw. The X-1000 chip is inserted into the head of the assembled Hazard figure. Robert Picardo, Jacob Smith, gears spin in his back. And Dennis Leary. The figures in their display boxes move along a conveyor belt. Frank Langella as the voice of Archer, and Tommy Lee Jones as the voice of Chip Hazard. A teenage boy with straight brown hair rides a bike in traffic through a town. Casting by Denise Chamian. On his back is a black backpack. Co-producer Paul Deason. Music composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith. Action figures and animatronics design, Stan Winston. Visual effects supervisor, Stefan Fangmeier. Animation supervisor, David Andrews. Costume designer, Carol Brown James. Film editor, Marshall Harvey. Production designer, William Sandell. Director of photography, Jamie Anderson. He leaves his bike in a bike rack outside a store.
Such a nice store.
Look at those toys. Come on, Grandma.
Executive Producer, Walter Parks. Inside the store, the boy reads a motocross magazine. Produced by Michael Fennell and Colin Wilson. Written by Gavin Scott and Adam Rifkin and Ted Elliott and Terry Rozio. A Heartland delivery truck stops outside. Directed by Joe Dante.
Hey, Alan. How's the world treating you?
You, Joe, were the highlight of my day.
Oh, geez, kid, tough break.
New truck?
New owner, see? Yeah. Pretty soon, everything in the world is going to be owned by one giant corporation. Then it's goodbye, microbreweries. So, where's your dad? I got his order here.
He's going out of town tonight to some seminar.
Wait a second. He left you in charge?
Hey, I was as surprised as you. I think he's finally starting to trust me again. Or maybe he didn't have a choice.
So what's the seminar your dad's going through?
How to make a success of your small business. Gorgonites and Commando Elite. What are those?
Let's find out.
In the store, Joe removes Hazard from a box and sets him on a table.
Ten, hut!
Major Chip Hazard, reporting for duty, sir.
Wow, voice activated. Not bad.
Yeah, they move, they talk. They got a built-in two-way radio. Buy a second commando and communicate with a friend.
Halt, who goes there?
Greetings, I am Archer, emissary of the Gorgonites.
Awfully polite for a monster.
Hey, you never have to replace the battery. Now that's a good thing.
Hey, Joe, do you think you could, like, front me a set of these?
What?
You know, just sort of lend it to me. You got plenty in the truck.
Yeah. That's Toy World's inventory for the month. This order's paid for. I don't want to get my ticket pulled.
I'll pay you back after I sell them.
Yeah, and what about your dad's policy? No war toys.
Don't worry about my dad. By the time he gets back, they'll all be sold. And this place will have made a little money for once.
I don't know. That's,
What? You saying that never in your entire career has anything just fallen off the back of the truck?
I don't like your tone.
Sorry.
It's too loud. Okay. One whole set. I'll, lose the paperwork someplace. This better not come back and bite me on the butt.
It won't. I swear.
And you gotta get him off the truck. I hope you know what you're doing. I could get in big trouble for this.
Who's gonna know?
They better not. These toys don't go on sale officially till Monday.
Hazard, in camouflage, with a grenade clipped to his vest, is inches away from the feral brown muscular Archer. With belt buckles aglow, they turn their heads and stare at each other. Inside the store, Alan moves boxes on a dolly into the front. Hazard pulls a pistol on Archer.
Hey!
Through the storefront glass, Alan sees a girl with long blonde hair with a small boy. Alan fixes his hair and breathes into his cupped hand.
I wanted to go to Toy World.
Oh, life is full of disappointments. Go look around. His birthday's next week. My mom told me to take him shopping.
Great. What kind of stuff's he into?
Oh, you know, dinosaurs, mutant freaks.
Well, I just got in some,
Oh, you're Alan Abernathy. You moved into the house behind mine. I've heard about you.
You have?
Yeah. What kind of toy store is this?
It's my dad. He thinks these toys are cool. It's too bad nobody else does.
Timmy wanders to the back room.
The Commando Elite will rid the Earth of the Gorgonites.
The Gorgonites are peaceful. We mean no harm.
Gorgonite, you are a hideous freak. You will be vaporized. Civilian, declare your allegiance.
A projectile hits Timmy.
Hey, cool.
That whole woodworking
chopper. I know what I want. The soldier. I want the soldier. They're walking and fighting, and they're so cool. Where'd they go?
Oh. What about this one?
No, I want the other one. am, Major Chip Hazard. He's the one.
How much are these?
A lot.
There's no way Mom and Dad are going to buy you one of these.
Yes, they will. They buy you those stupid Gwendy dolls.
All right, Timmy. Save me one of the buff guys.
And a monster, too.
I don't think so, you little brat.
Look, I'll find it and hold it till tomorrow.
How about the flamethrower? So when am I going to get that toy?
Never if you don't shut up. Bye.
Bye.
Say hi once in a while.
As Alan watches, a boy arrives on a red motorcycle. The blonde kisses him.
Meet death with honor, coward.
There you are.
Alan removes a drafter's compass from Hazard's hand.
Trogicon.
The toys are displayed on tiered shelves.
Man, Dad's ticket.
Alan rushes out.
So you gotta get this.
Mom, I know what I want for my birthday. I want a Major Chip Hazard. Please.
Don't upset your father.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, sweetie.
What's up?
I out here was just telling... was just telling me that the angle of the Earth's tilt on its axis relative to the geocentric orbit of the transmission satellite restricts the placement for optimum reception. Yeah. In other words, this tree is in the way.
Right.
No problemo. This guy says the tree's gotta go. You don't mind, do you?
Yes, I mind.
What?
I said, yes, I mind. What the hell are you doing, Phil? This is my tree.
Don't worry. Happy to do the work. What are good neighbors for? You see the dish? She's a beauty, huh?
No. This tree is beautiful. That dish is just one more piece of techno crap to go along with the rest of your stockpile of techno crap. Come on.
Stuart, come on. Airplane now, vendetta later.
I'll check the zoning laws, but I think they'll prove me in the right here.
You heard of those small dishes that you can put on top of your house?
Well, maybe they don't get as many channels.
Probably got a deal.
Dad!
Helen, what are you doing? You're supposed to be at the shop.
You forgot your ticket.
Oh, my ticket. Thank you, son. Way to stay heads up.
Yeah, every so often I do something right.
All right. Well, I'm out of here.
Okay, hurry, but drive carefully.
Okay, I'll call you when I get there.
All right. Oh, hey, give me a smooch.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye, son.
See you later, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alan gets his backpack.
So, the door was locked when you left?
Yes.
And did you empty out the cash register?
Both quarters and all six pennies, and yes, I shut off the lights.
I'm just asking.
You know, it's possible that I make it through an entire day without screwing up.
Alan drops his backpack on the bed in his room. He turns on his computer. Sounds and movement come from the backpack.
What the?
How the heck did you get in here?
Alan places Archer on his desk.
What was it? Halt! Who goes there?
Greetings. I am Archer, emissary of the Gorgonites.
Sure you are.
Beware, there will be no mercy.
Yeah, well, I'll be real careful. Thanks for the advice.
What is your name?
I'm Alan. Now shut up. Gotta do my homework.
Greetings, Alan. Now shut up.
What did you say?
Archer blinks. At night, at the store, the inner child. The figures stand in their boxes. Hazard's belt is lit. He punches a hole in his box, rips it open, and jumps out onto a table. Hazard sees the room through a blue haze, and the words, "Directive, activate troops."
Commandos, 'tis best!
Their belts light up. They break out and jump to the floor. Hazard joins them.
Hell no, soldiers!
Butch Mayhook, sniper. Lethal from any distance, sir.
Good to have you aboard.
Dick Nitro, demolition is my mission.
Served with your father. He's a good man.
Brick Bazooka, artillery, ready to go full bore, sir.
Save it for the enemy.
Link static, communications, awaiting dispatch of orders, sir.
Double up on your rations, Sparky.
Kip Killigan, covert insurgent, sharp as a razor.
Sir, let me see that weapon. Standard issue is insufficient. All right, ladies, now listen, and listen good. Our mission, destroy the Gorgonite enemy, defeat him.
Yes, sir.
There will be no mercy.
Alan is asleep on his bed with his homework. Archer stands next to the computer. He sees Alan through a red haze and the words, "Identify." Alan now shut up. Status, off. Archer faces the computer and clicks the mouse with his left foot. He sees articles and pictures of the Capitol, Lincoln, Johnson, Kennedy, the Declaration of Independence, war scenes, Hitler and Mussolini, Kent State, explorers, and the national parks with a river scene. He points to it.
Gorgon.
A gray and white cat comes to sniff, then lick Archer.
Any toy I've ever seen. Come on, speak up.
Greetings, Alan. Now shut up. I am Archer, emissary of the Gorgonites.
I think you're smarter than you're letting on. I bet you're smart enough to get my name right. It's Alan, just plain Alan. That's all.
Greetings, Alan.
I knew it. Walk to the end of the table.
Alan, friend of Archer, defender of all Gorgonites, keeper of Encarta.
Keeper of Encarta? You were using my computer?
Beware, there will be no mercy.
You threatening me?
The Gorgonites must be free. There will be no mercy.
At the store.
Soldiers, no poor sap ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by being all that he can be. Damn the torpedoes, or give me death. Eternal vigilance is the price of duty. And to the victors go the spoils. So remember, you are the best of the best, of the few and the proud. The war against the Gorgonites will be won.
A Gorgonite activates.
Uh-oh.
Commando Elite, let the first shot be fired. Search out the Gorgonites and frag them all.
Yeah! Get him! Jump on it!
Plastic
and 12
o'clock! Gorgonite!
Let's crush him! Let's kick some Gorgonite butt!
Oh, I am in so much trouble.
There will be no mercy.
In the morning.
This is what you meant? How could toys do this?
Empty boxes and broken toys litter the floor. Alan writes a sign, closed.
Alas, poor Troglicon.
I'm sorry, Archer, but it's all the pieces I can find.
The Commando Elite have destroyed Troglicon.
Yeah, but what about all the other Gorgonites, and what happened to the Commandos? Hi. We're closed. See the sign?
I'll be real quick. I just came to get those toys. The major chip thing and the monster.
I can't sell you those toys. Sorry.
But you're the only store that has them, and my parents just caved.
Well, the toys are gone, all right?
What about him?
Oh, him. He's defective.
Oh.
And the rest were stolen.
Well, that's too bad.
Alan. Must find the Gorgonite.
Alan covers Archer's face.
Oh my god. Who did all this?
I swear, I did one thing wrong, that's it. And I'm branded for life.
So it is true. I heard your parents had to move here because you got kicked out of 10 different schools.
I did not.
No?
It was two.
Only two. So, you need some help?
Alan, can I talk now?
No.
Alan puts the broken Gorgonite in a box.
Can't believe they broke my dad's radio.
He adds the radio.
Hey, Alan. Do you ever watch that show, Family of Five?
Sure.
You like it?
It's okay.
Oh, thank God. Me neither. I hate it. It's so lame. I'm so sick of everybody telling me it's so great.
I can't stand the parents. They're so nice.
The worst. Where do these go?
Just over there. I'm more of an X-Files kind of guy myself.
The truth is out there, Alan.
You know, you're not like other girls.
I know.
I can't believe we finished. Took less time than I thought. And the boat looks great.
It wasn't that messed up. The mast was the hardest part.
He'll never know.
They secure rigging on a 4-foot Viking ship.
So, what'd you do? Oh, come on, Alan. I've heard the story 10 times already. Don't deny it. They say you're a real terror.
Oh, yeah, that's me. A real terror. I did some graffiti, flooded the faculty bathroom, stuff like that. My shrink told my parents I was acting out.
I heard you killed the school's power on Parents' Day.
Yeah, that's when I got caught.
Bummer.
Hey, Alan, how's it going?
Dad.
Yeah, I was just on my way home from the airport, thought I'd stop by, say hello.
Check up on me.
And check up on you. Of course, that's my job. Me, Dad, you, son, right?
This is Christy.
Hi.
From next door.
Hello. Alan, what happened here?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
Stuart approaches the ship.
Oh, really?
The mast falls.
And how do you explain this?
I was dusting it and it fell over.
Oh, you were dusting with what, a croquet mallet?
I should go. Oh, geez, I almost forgot my stuff.
Christy adds Archer to the box and covers him with her purse.
Hi, Alan.
You should go on home, too. I'll close up.
I can do it.
Obviously, you can't. Go home.
Alan!
I'm really sorry about that.
I've got parents, too. If that's all he sees, you got off lucky. Here are your toys.
Thanks.
Hey, Christy, what happened? I thought you were coming by practice today.
Sorry, Brad. Something else came up.
I know you. The kid that set his old school on fire, right?
Yeah, just to watch it burn.
Whatever. Hey, we got a scrimmage with the JV. Come on, you can cheer me on.
Great.
She takes a red helmet from Brad and joins him on the motorcycle.
Let's see.
In the workshop.
What we need? Coping saw.
Stuart places the mast in a vise and opens the toolbox. Tools are missing.
I don't believe it!
Link sits in a tree.
Link static to command post. Have targeted single Gorgonite with civilian escort.
Roger, Private Static. Copy that. Rick Bazooka, front and center.
Sir!
Prepare for assault, Sergeant.
Alan, with Archer behind, rides his bike.
Prepare to fire the bazooka.
Fire!
A slingshot propels Brick toward the bike. Brick fires a harpoon into the water bottle on the bike frame. Dangling from the line, he bounces along the road. A dog chases them.
Watch it! I'll have your dog tag!
Brick bounces in front of the rear tire.
What are you doing here? Go on home.
Brick grabs the pedal and climbs the frame. He puts a knife between his teeth.
Here, I'm coming for you, Gorgonite.
Alan bounces off the sidewalk. Brick falls and grabs the frame. Brick's leg is caught in the bike chain and breaks off, sending him spinning.
Command post to Brick Bazooka, report.
Brick drags his torso to his belt.
Repeat, this is command post, report.
Brick Bazooka, reporting. Target escaped en route to enemy stronghold. Sir, I'm pretty messed up, sir.
Hold on, son. We're on our way.
On the ground is a first aid kit.
Well, wrong age. Insert tab A into slot B. Turn and turn quick.
Bite the bullet, pal. It'll be okay.
Here's tape. Let's close him up. Go ahead, kid. Let it out.
In a blue haze, Hazard sees Alan's house and the words, identify, enemy stronghold, status, targeted.
It's a small world after all.
A woman with a telephone headset.
Hello, Heartland Play Systems.
I'm having some trouble with one of your...
What is the name of the toy, and what is the nature of the problem?
The toys are the Gorgonites?
There are no more Gorgonites.
Shh. And the Commando Elite?
The Commando Elite are the mortal enemy of the Gorgonites.
The Commando Elite wrecked my dad's store and destroyed the Gorgonites.
I'm sorry, but Heartland Play Systems does not replace lost toys.
I didn't lose them. Look, is there a machine I can talk to? Just transfer me to a machine.
Hi. Have a nice day, ma'am.
I'm not a ma'am.
Please state the name of your toy and the nature of your problem.
The Commando Elite wrecked my dad's store, destroyed the stupid Gorgonites, and ran off. Got it? Lawsuit. Got that? Alan Abernathy, 330-555-0125.
Destroy Gorgonites.
Shut up!
Alan flops on his bed. Larry at a launch meeting.
And on Monday morning at 0900 hours, 250,000 commandos and 250,000 Gorgonites will fight side by side with the children everywhere trying to separate mommy and daddy from the money in their wallets.
Mars applauds. Irwin, in a white lab coat, waves his hands at Larry.
Okay, now listen to this. Next over 100 merchandise licensees for the next 2 months. You won't be able to turn on a TV, board a bus, open a lunchbox, or put on your own underwear without seeing the Gorgonites waging war with the Commando Elite.
Well, it's a start. Larry, folks.
Mars takes the podium. Irwin, bent at the waist, creeps to Larry, seated.
You know, when I started this company,
Tony, get off of me. Here, we have a big problem. Get away from me.
They leave.
No longer be forced to.
Enjoy.
I want Abernathy. 330-555-0.
That's where voicemail cut him off.
It's not a problem.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not. What's the in-store date on these things? Monday. How'd this kid get a hold of him? Come on, it's industrial espionage. I got two words for you. Countersuit. One word. Countersuit. Two words.
It's two words, Larry. Look, what if this kid's telling the truth? I mean, we can't have toys out on the market that may be dangerous.
Oh, come on. How could they be dangerous? Everything on them are standard. The design is standard. The materials are standard. The mechanicals are standard. Even the... Oh.
What's O?
All right, look, forget the O, all right? I'm going to run down to legal and get the ball rolling on the countersuit.
Okay? The chips. That's the O.
Oh.
Yeah. These microprocessing chips, what do they do and where'd you get them from?
They microprocess and they come from the land of I saved your job. Come on.
Irwin searches with his computer.
You put munitions chips in toys?
Alan is asleep. Archer looks at the back of his Gorgonite box. Archer jumps to the floor and opens the door wider.
Beware, there will be no mercy. We're lost.
In red haze, he sees identify. Gorgonite distress call?
You gotta help us find Goron.
Goron? It's Gorgon, moron.
Archer strides down the hall, his crosshair scanning.
Well, I hope he comes. We're no match for the awesome commandos.
Yeah, everything else is just a toy.
Kitty.
He opens a cupboard door and winces as a bright light shines in his face. He's tackled from behind.
Sure.
Alan follows the sound down the stairs. Commandos disperse as Archer descends, dangling over the garbage disposal.
Hey!
Alan races to him as Nitro attacks Alan with an electric cutting tool.
Give
me that. That's mine, punk!
Alan takes the tool and frees Archer.
Surrender, Gorgonite ally!
Nitro holds a firecracker and lights a match.
You just met your match.
Oh, yeah?
Surrender or die!
Alan stuffs Nitro in the disposal. Stuart brandishes a baseball bat.
Alan, what the hell is going on here?
Nitro pulls himself out of the sink and out the window.
What happened?
How did you cut your hand? And what are you doing down here?
It's okay. When you were gone, I bought a shipment of soldier toys from Joe. I figured I could sell them before you got back. And for once, I would have made the store a little money. You know, I know it was the wrong thing to do, and I'm sorry.
Well, okay. You know, I think it's very, honest of you to tell the truth. So, you pawned my woodworking tools so you could pay Joe?
No, I'm pretty sure the toys took them.
What?
The toys.
Archer's light goes out.
Are you trying to upset me? I mean, are you deliberately making
it? Stop.
What word the psychologists use? Projected
aggression.
Projected aggression.
Not aggression. It's these toys. It's like they're alive. Look. Come on, Archer. Back me up here. Halt. Who goes there? Talk to me.
Alan, please. I need to ask you this. Are you on crank?
No!
Then is it crystal meth, tar, smack?
Irene,
for God's sake.
Mom, we're gonna help.
I'm not on drugs. It's these soldiers.
All right, that's it. That's it. Stop it. I mean, Ellen, I am at a loss.
Ellen goes into the bathroom.
You! Why didn't you say anything?
Shut up! Don't talk to me. Not a word.
Wise guy, I had to shred the bunch of you. My dad thinks I'm insane. Christy thinks I'm an idiot. And when Joe finds out the toys are destroyed and I can't pay him back, he's gonna have my legs broken.
The Gorgonites are not destroyed.
What?
Major Chip Hazard seeks the location of the Gorgonite scum.
Because if the commandos destroyed them, they wouldn't be looking for him. All right. Where are they?
My Gorgonite brothers are doing what the Gorgonites do best. They are hiding.
In the workshop.
Commando Elite, fall in!
Sir! Yes, sir!
We have met the enemy. He is big. He is fast. He has allied himself with the Gorgonite scum. The rules of engagement have changed. Private Static!
Link turns on the lights.
Damn.
Place is a gold mine.
Holy smokes, look at all this hardware.
Nitro pulls himself through the window.
Falling in, sir.
Out of the way.
It's only a flesh wound, sir.
Rest easy. You've done your job.
Did we win?
We will.
Nick Nitro's battery has run out, but his memory will keep going and going and going. His death will be avenged.
Commandos, secure the perimeter. Tap all communications. Let's roll some armor. We got us a war to win.
In the toy store.
I'm not in the storeroom. They're not here. Besides, monsters shouldn't be hiding. You should be out fighting commandos.
We would lose. It is what we were programmed to do.
Hide and lose? Those are some great options. All right. Where would I be?
Ellen tosses an apple core in the trash. At a dumpster.
Hello? Is anybody in there?
A single eyeball blinks.
Hey.
Ocula.
What was that?
It's the Gorgonites. Ocula. Punch it. Ugh. Scratch it.
Hey, it's great to be back. What a dump.
Celiac.
Okay, hey, what are you, a kid or an oil painting? No, seriously, folks. They got me here in a dressing room with bloody fruit.
Don't worry, Archer. We was hiding.
Slam fist.
On the car.
We tried to fix him.
Hey, my dad's radio.
Some assembly required.
So am I nuts? I mean, what's going on here? Give me a call, 1-800-TALK-TO-ME.
Freaky.
Come on, man, light up these phones. I mean,
like Frankenstein.
Access approved.
So, Larry, let me get this straight. You use my password to order surplus military chips that might be dangerous?
Larry and Irwin in white airtight suits.
Hey. It's okay. It's supposed to happen. See? Clean room.
Right.
Clean. But just go in. All right?
Yeah.
That's him. That's Ralph.
Hi.
Who are you? You don't belong here.
I'm Larry Benson. You supplied my division with some microchips?
Oh, yes. Larry Benson. The X-1000. Worked out better than you dreamed, didn't they?
Actually, there was a little bit of a problem.
Then it's with your software.
I don't think there's a problem with the software, Ralph.
Oh, you don't? The X-1000 is a masterpiece. Imagine a microchip, sophisticated enough to control the guidance systems of ballistic missiles. Imagine it can be used to instantly upgrade any system that it's plugged into, like a smart drug for machines. Then Imagine it can learn.
What are you talking about? Artificial intelligence?
No, actual intelligence. It's no wonder those Philistines, the Pentagon, couldn't appreciate it. One little flaw and they scrap the whole project.
Aha, so there is a flaw in the chips.
Well, they're a little bit sensitive to EMP.
EMP? Electromagnetic pulse?
Yeah, you know, the kind generated by the detonation of a nuclear device. I doubt even the toy industry has become quite that competitive. They said adequate shielding wasn't cost-effective. Did the Medicis ever tell Michelangelo, "Sorry, Mike, but marble's not really cost-effective. Here's a bag of cement." I think not.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Look, there really shouldn't be any problem, right? Just because the chips can learn.
Am I not being clear? They can learn within the boundaries of their primary programming. Whatever the core programming, the X-1000 enhances it from within.
All right, quick impression for you now.
Jimmy Cagney, help it well, Ma. Talk about hampering your career.
In Alan's room, Ocula and Slam Fist.
Grab him.
Watching wrestling.
It looks so real, don't it? Hit him.
Slam Fist hits the remote and a one-eyed creature appears.
Friend of yours?
Oh. What am I going to do with you guys?
What? 221,
222. Oh,
there goes the record.
Hey, not so close. You'll ruin your eye.
Alan removes Ocula, a one-eyed tripod, from the TV screen.
Hello?
Alan?
Christy?
Well, are you grounded?
Nope. My dad cooled off.
So we did it.
Yeah. And the best part is, I found all those lost toys.
Cool.
Hey. So, Alan, what do you think? Boxes or briefs?
Get those off your head.
Oh, but seriously.
Hey, what's going on?
Actually, I'm allergic to plaque. Nothing. So, listen, I was thinking maybe we should celebrate sometime. You know, go to a movie or something.
Alan, I only date older guys.
Officially, I'm going out with Brad.
Well, what about unofficially? Or superficially?
Well, there is this one guy, but he's kind of a smart aleck and a bit of a troublemaker.
Link taps Alan's phone.
Well, I'm sure he'd be willing to give it all up for you. I know, I would. Another
one bites the dust. In the workshop, firecrackers litter the floor.
Party time.
Butch welds. Brick lowers the chainsaw onto a wheeled frame.
Transmission intercepted, sir. The Gorgonites are alive and bivouacked at the enemy stronghold.
And the enemy has revealed an age-old weakness.
I'm sure he'd be willing to give it all up for you. I know. I would.
Put yourself in for a commendation.
Soldiers! We have a window of opportunity. We will exploit it. Draw the enemy out and crush the Gorgonites.
We must go behind enemy lines to secure a hostage. Prepare to move out.
Gorgonites sit in front of the computer.
What are you looking for?
Gorgon.
Well, this is a national park.
The Isle of Gorgon is our homeland.
Will you help us find it?
I don't think you're going to find it in there.
Alan, if Gorgon is not in that window, is it in this one?
There's nothing in windows. There's stuff outside them.
What stuff?
You know, outside. Trees. Power pole.
And beyond that?
The mall.
And beyond that?
That's the highway.
And beyond that?
About 1 million acres of farm.
And what's beyond that?
I don't know.
Gorgon.
Christie's house.
Aye, via satellite, 257 channels, closed captioning for the hearing impaired, and Dolby Stereo where available, which is right here, right now!
What a great picture. It's perfect.
I don't know. It's kind of fuzzy. Brightness a little.
No, now it's green. Just
stand down, men.
There's a ghost.
We must neutralize these civilians.
I paid a lot for this thing. I don't want a ghost.
In a blue haze, Hazard sees Phil and the words, identify, moron. His wife picks up her drink. Identify, substance, citrus, water, alcohol, gin and tonic.
Follow me.
It's a trap, sir.
Good. Bring it here, soldier. Chemical warfare.
Hazard takes a bottle of sleeping pills.
Operation Sandman. Fire when ready, Private.
Butch launches a pill across the room into her drink.
Audie Murphy, the most decorated war hero.
And another.
I think World War II was my favorite war.
Commandos climb the stairs.
No sign of the target, sir. Area secured.
No worries, she'll be here.
Phil snaps his fingers in front of his sleeping wife. He sips a drink.
This is where we'll engage the target. Set up concealed positions and prepare for ambush.
Oh, man. I can't believe they got me the whole set.
Hold your fire, man.
Cool, you can talk. You must be the leader. Except one day you get shot. Bam! Bam! This guy gets promoted, and now he's the leader. Yes!
It was my idea, Major.
Commando! Attack!
Pile on the kid!
Phil watches German tanks on TV. Timmy is bound and gagged.
Son, you can be a prisoner or a casualty. It's up to you. Sir, over here, sir.
Oh, man, I hate babysitting.
What is it, soldier? Take a look, sir.
They admire Christie's extensive doll collection.
Bombshells, sir.
Hello, Dolly. Sweet stuff.
Request a 3-day pass, sir. Denied. Gentlemen, this is the new army. Those are reinforcements. Bring me the head of Nick Nitro. Move.
They unzip Nitro's body bag.
Soldier, your memory will live on.
Hazard jerks Nitro's head off.
Criminy!
I think I'm gonna hurl.
And removes the face, breaks open the skull.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
He removes the microchip. Hazard inserts the chip in the center of a disc. Lightning dances. In a makeshift lab, one by one, Shorn dolls have batteries inserted in their chests. Kip creates an arc of electricity with two wires. Link throws a switch. Six dolls have their heads inserted into an electrically charged muffin tin.
It's alive! It's alive!
Hi there! Cannon fodder Gwendy reporting for duty, sir.
Carry on, soldier.
Gwendy flounces away.
Alan, the commando elite are in the trees.
They're not moving because of the commandos. It's the wind. See?
I see your hand.
The wind's blowing. You can feel it.
Feel?
Oh, right, plastic. Sorry. It's kind of hard to describe. Weather patterns, wind chill factor. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. See?
Wind.
Brand new
Mom,
that I paid a fortune
reason for that, Carl.
Except we are setting it on fire.
They're asleep.
You know what that means?
Means they could wake up any second.
You know, you are such a major hottie.
You are such a major sweet talker. Good night.
She takes off her coat, opens the closet, and throws her coat on top of Timmy.
My bike won't start. I got nowhere to go. Can I come in? Oh, no, that's not it.
In her room, the overhead light doesn't work. She switches on the bedside lamp. The door closes and the lamp falls. She walks to the doll lab.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Let's do something fun. We'll all get facials.
One doll with a cowboy hat lassos Christy, pulling her to the floor. The dolls swarm over her.
Now it's our turn to play with you. Let's see if her head comes off.
Brad rushes in and is attacked.
Oh, look, a man! Alley-oop! Such nice broad shoulders. Do you work out? You're such a block. That haircut is so 5 minutes ago. Are you dumping me?
Get up!
Yo, maggot!
An officer and a gentleman does not strike a lady.
Butch lights Brad's jeans on fire with his flamethrower. Brad runs from the room and falls down the stairs. Brad crawls on the floor, removing his smoldering jeans. Hazard addresses Christy, who is gagged.
Are you scared? We're all scared. You'd have to be crazy not to be scared.
Ocula is pinned to the wall by a rotisserie skewer.
Ocula, are you all right?
Attached to a videotape.
Settle down. You'll be okay.
Alan frees Ocula and plays the tape.
Smile, girlie.
Alan, I am safe. I have not been harmed.
Christy?
I'm making the statement of my own free will and under no duress. You're right.
Stick to the script!
Make it snappy!
I will be released safely and unharmed only if the following conditions are met. 1. Surrender the Gorgonite scum.
Oh.
Oh, that's it.
Faster, or we stick you.
Alan, please, you have to help.
Zoom in, get those tears.
Stop.
What else is on?
Major Chip Hazard wants a war. We'll give him a war.
Alan carries a box labeled Gorgonites and leaves it outside Christie's house.
We're actually opening it all over the country, and then the following weekend, just New York and
Illinois. Enemy contact. Advance with caution. Roll! No!
Sorry, sir.
Gentlemen, looks like they blinked. Advance and envelop.
Yes, sir!
Commandos approach the box as Alan watches from the bushes. In the backyard, Alan approaches Archer, who is secured to a rocket with a coffee filter parachute on his chest.
You ready, Archer?
Alan, are you sure this is a good idea?
Archer leaps off the rocket and floats down the chimney. Archer unlocks the back door and Alan enters. He passes Christie's sleeping parents. The commandos place a large lit firecracker in a hole they have cut in the box.
I love this job!
Alan goes to Christie's room.
You all right?
And is attacked by the dolls.
All my makeup is cruelty-free. You come here often?
Will you take me to the prom?
If you can't accessorize, pulverize.
Archer frees Christie.
You've been a bad boy. Watch out, girl.
Christie grabs her baton and proceeds to pummel the dolls. Archer hides in Alan's backpack.
This is it, man.
The smoke clears, revealing a charred cassette player.
Commandos! Enemy has deployed a decoy target. Return to primary position.
Christie kisses Alan.
Let's go get those creeps! We gotta leave my parents!
Open fire!
Commandos blast fiery toast at Alan and Christie as they run up the stairs.
We have the enemy on the run!
They open her bedroom window and climb down the trellis.
You've done this before.
Once or twice. Watch it.
You watch it.
We gotta get help.
Through a hole in the garage door, the commandos emerge on their makeshift attack vehicle. Hazard fires small buzzsaw blades. Christie rides up on a white scooter.
Get on.
They flee down the street, dodging a flame-throwing commando. Brick attacks the scooter with the chainsaw. Christie accelerates. Hazard shoots a fiery missile at a tree. It falls in front of them. They swerve around it.
Interlock. Right side lock. Left side lock. Revving speed.
The commandos connect their vehicles. Airborne scooter jumps a ravine. The commandos crash and are enveloped in a ball of flame. Christie and Alan survey the damage.
They're toast.
Hazard flees. floats away from the wreckage and raises his head.
Uh-oh.
Time to hide again.
At Alan's house, their parents argue. Hazard, injured, climbs out of the ravine to see an inflated balloon of himself on the roof of Toy World and a parked delivery truck.
We have lost the battle. We will not lose the war.
Somebody's going to take a bath on this.
I think that's all of Friday's delivery. How come they wanted it back?
Hey, you know the clowns that make these decisions.
Cardboard boxes are stamped, recall order, return to factory. Joe drives the truck away.
Corporations. Right hand doesn't know what the left hand is screwing up.
Hazard pokes a knife into Joe's neck.
Ha! Ah!
Greetings. You've been drafted.
Boom!
Is this entire household insane? He says that toy is alive just because it can move a little? What's next? The blue fairy drops by with a talking cricket, please.
Dad, he's telling the truth.
He's brainwashed you, hasn't he?
Don't worry, honey. We'll get you the best deprogrammer money can buy.
You can't change programming.
Oh, look. Another one.
That's it. Come on, Christy.
Dad.
Timmy, Marion, we're out of here. Let's go.
No.
Come on.
Well, gee, Phil, don't be a stranger, huh?
Hi. Yes, we're with Heartland Play Systems, Consumer Satisfaction. Is there an Alan Abernathy here?
That's Alan right there.
Hey, how you doing? We understand you recently acquired some of our fine products. There's a chance that they might be, defective. Although there's no reason to believe they could cause anybody any harm.
Oh, there's reasons.
There's a problem with the commandos.
Really? What kind of problem? Bear in mind, you will be called into court to substantiate your claim.
Oh! Your toys nearly killed my son!
Stuart!
Don't say calm down. Calm was killing me. And you owe my son an apology.
Hey, Larry, look, it's Archer.
Greetings. I am Archer. Who are you?
I'm Erwin. I designed you. And all the Gorgonites.
He's the creator. Oi!
Hey. You're all here.
Everybody's got to be somewhere.
Oh, that's true. My mom used to... Making declarative statements? Formulating inquiries?
Lights out!
Butch cuts the power.
Huh. That's weird. There's a Heartland truck outside.
Alan grabs binoculars.
Uh-oh.
More commandos?
A lot more.
Dad, come see this for yourself.
Ship?
Dead ship? Did you be killed?
Apparently we didn't kill him enough.
Oh, my.
Black commando, pull out! Secure the left perimeter, secure the right perimeter. That's for now.
Red wagons full of commandos arrive.
Gentlemen, if war is hell, then let's give them hell. They didn't start this war, but we're sure to end it.
I'm scared.
Oh, shh, Tim, it's gonna be all right. They're not after you. They just want to kill the little monster people.
That's right. We're just caught up in some stupid game. Well, game over.
Phil waves a handkerchief.
Mr. Fimple, wait a second.
No, Alan. Let him go.
Archer.
The Gorgonites must lose.
Hi. I'm Phil Fimple. I'm here to negotiate the surrender of the
Gorgonzolas.
Now here's our proposal.
Hey!
Take him!
He's selling us down the river. The guy's a regular Arnold Benedict.
Hey.
Seven Gorgonites and nine people.
The commandos close in on Phil.
Well, you've heard our proposal.
Get in here, hurry!
These negotiations are over!
Phil scrambles into the house.
We are the commando elite. Everything else is just a toy.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want.
A neighbor.
If you want to be my lover, you have got to
turn
give.
That off.
Thinking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
Now you know how Irene watches Brick load a nail gun.
Lock and load. Now. Oven fire.
Commandos launch lit tennis balls into the house.
Fire! Alan, put out the fires. Nerds, side windows.
Alan uses the curtains to smother the fires.
Marion, Timmy, the closet. Hurry, hurry. No!
Irene wields a tennis racket.
I'm calling the police!
Phil, Christy, push this back. Be careful with it.
They move the sofa as Irene upends the coffee table. She swats at the balls.
Service! Red balls are quiet!
Hey! Phone's dead. Hey, nice forehand, honey. Find a way to stop these guys before my wife gets tennis elbow.
Hey, you know what might work? An electromagnetic pulse, because that would fry the chips.
Great, all we need now is a nuclear warhead.
Yeah, I'll check, but I don't think I have one in the junk drawer.
Nuclear warhead? What are you talking about?
It's the chips. They're not shielded against an electromagnetic pulse. A nuclear blast would wipe them out.
That's why the military never used them.
Well, what kind of moron would put military technology in toys?
Oh, that'd be Gizmo over here.
Actually, any electrical device generates a magnetic field, just not a very big one.
We're gonna need a big one.
Rick runs from a bundle of aerosol cans taped together.
Fire in the hole!
They blow a hole in the fence.
Alan, the window.
The commandos drag the flamethrower through the hole.
I don't know what I've been told. Gorgonite blood runs mighty cold.
No, Alan.
Way to stay heads up.
Take cover! Stay low!
There's a power pole back there with a couple of huge transformers on it. Could we use those to create a big enough electromagnetic whatever?
Yeah. We could get them to explode.
Yeah, that would fry the chip for sure.
You could connect the transformers together.
You just need to put something metal between the transformers to complete the circuit.
You get a nice power boost right up until they overload and blow up. It only happened once.
Irene returns a ball to the launcher.
This ought to work.
Alan finds a pipe wrench.
Alan! Alan! Whatever you're
thinking. Forget about it. You're not going out there.
There's no time. I've got to.
It's too dangerous.
We've only got one chance at this.
Look, you are my responsibility, and I'm not about to let you...
Dad! There's no other way. You have to trust me.
It's dark in here.
Yeah, it's night, genius.
No, no, I mean, there's got to be power going through the transformers in order for them to overload.
Power salon at my house, and we've got plenty of electronic crap to turn on.
Okay, okay, we have to get to your fuse box and wedge the breakers open. Come on, Larry.
I hate you, Erwin.
We have met the enemy, and he is you.
Hazard fires a rocket from a helicopter. He flies through the broken window, chasing Irene and Phil.
I learned the spell of polyurethane in the morning.
Phil hides in the closet, pulling the door closed after him.
Darn it, Phil, you creep, let me in!
Christy, Irwin, and Larry dash out of the bushes. Stuart brandishes a broom.
What's wrong with Mike?
Broomstick!
I'm scared.
Let's get him!
Butch stabs Stuart's calf.
Blood. Now stick this in your pipe and smoke!
Stuart jams the flamethrower.
All right, yeah!
We roasted him!
There they are! Name them!
Not good.
Hey, kid, don't you like 9-inch nails?
Stuart and Alan take cover behind the house.
Oh, I got hit. I'm all right.
Gorgonites, we must help Alan.
But if we fight, we will lose.
Last time we fought, I woke up with AMFM.
I tell you, war is nuts, and I know what I'm talking about.
We shouldn't fight. We should hide.
If we hide, we will still lose. No more hiding. Oh, yeah.
Gorgonites, fight!
Uh-oh.
Punch it, fling Scratchit into Butch.
Sanctuary! Sanctuary!
Slam Fist flattens two commandos.
Hey, meet my wife, the old ball and chain. Hey, I love working it around. I'm not gonna stand. Oh, look at that. And sit down. Thank you and good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, how do you work this thing? Oh, wrong way. Better.
Alan. You should go now.
Archer, listen. Let them explode. You're going to be fried. Just like the commandos.
Go.
Watch your back.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, Alan. Alan darts across the yard.
I'm watching your back, Alan.
And climbs the fence and then the power pole.
What are you packing, Tiny?
Packing? Packing you.
A white net engulfs Stuart. At the circuit breaker panel at Christie's.
Oh, do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh. Alan clings to the crossbeam at the top of the pole. Hazard approaches in the helicopter. Fires.
Make war, Bill.
Alan drops the wrench.
Thanks for the lift, Punch It.
punches lifts the end of the vehicle as Frankenstein fires at the helicopter.
Mayday, mayday, I'm hit! I'm going down! He's dead!
Hazard leaps off the falling helicopter onto the crossbeam. The spinning helicopter collides with the satellite dish. Hazard stalks Alan with a knife.
Expect no mercy.
Alan slips and clings to the swaying pole. Archer arrives riding Ocula. He loads a harpoon in his crossbow, fires it over the crossbeam.
Having fun yet?
Insaniac catches the harpoon and spins wildly.
Okay! Let's have a round of applause for Archer! You're up!
Archer is pulled up to the crossbeam.
Major Chip Hazard. Gorgonite scum. Leave Alan alone. Your fight is with me.
You got a lot of guts.
Hazard stabs Archer in the thigh.
They're wires and metal. The same as yours.
We're nothing alike. You are programmed to lose.
I'm also programmed to learn.
Too bad you never learned to win. School's out, loser.
Hi-ya! Hazard kicks Archer off the beam.
Victory is ours!
Have I got a shock for you? You stupid toy!
He grabs Hazard and jams him on the transformer. Alan falls, crashes through a tree, and hits the ground. Dolls and commandos swarm across the grass toward Alan. Christy swerves toward him on a riding lawnmower.
Get on! Is this gonna be a pattern for our relationship?
Relationship?
This isn't dangerous, is it?
Well, it just depends on...
From above, a blue pulse ripples from the pole.
Are you all right?
Blue currents flicker over the toys as they convulse. Joe and Irwin drop broken figures into a trash bag while Timmy watches.
Situation is stabilizing. Local law enforcement is under control. There's just a matter of compensating the parties involved. Hope, you.
Firefighters hose down the house.
Wow, who is that?
Oh, no. It's him.
The helicopter lands in the street. Mars steps out, smashing a figure.
How you doing, Joe? I'd like to do me a big favor.
Anything, sir.
Why don't you move your truck with the giant Globotech logo on it before the damn news crews get here?
I don't know, Mr. Mars. I may have some trouble handling the gears. What with the critical head injury and emotional distress I've suffered lately?
Kegel tears off a check.
Whoa!
Thank you.
Yes, sir, right away.
Excuse me. You're not off the hook yet. There's just a little matter of the massive damage to my home and my garage and my audio-visual component system. And this is good, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me, Mr. Whoever you are. What about our house?
Yeah, and what about the pain and the anguish and the
humiliation?
The humiliation. I don't think even you have enough money to pay for that. Okay, maybe you do.
Hey, Alan. Keep your nose clean, kid.
I'll try. Listen, I just wanted to tell you that I'm sorry.
Forget it.
toys is hell.
I take full responsibility for all of this.
Yeah, right. Give me that. What were we charging for these things?
$79.95.
Tell you what, add a few zeros to the end of that number, get in touch with our military division. I know some rebels in South America who are going to find these toys very entertaining.
Dad, know my birthday?
Uh-huh.
I just want clothes.
Come on, Christy!
Any sign of the Gorgonites?
No, none of them.
Come on, Christy!
I better go.
Yeah.
She kisses his cheek. He grabs her and kisses her on the lips.
To bed. This would have made a hell of a commercial.
Christy and Alan watch the helicopter depart. Alan collects the broken figures. He finds Archer's crossbow in the grass near the dish.
Archer?
He upends it.
Archer?
And finds the Gorgonites.
Halt! Who goes there?
Greetings. I am Archer, emissary of the Gorgonites. Greetings, I am Archer, emissary of the Gorgonites.
Oh, man.
Greetings, I am Archer.
Your chip got fried, just like the commandos.
The commandos are dead. Gorgonites, we won.
We did?
Well, that's a pleasant surprise.
Satellite dish must have shielded you guys. Pretty smart.
Yeah, smart. We're lucky is what we are.
I'm glad you made it, Archer.
I'm glad you made it, Alan.
Oh, ow, ow. All right, I'm serious.
Gorgonites, we're free.
Thank you, Alan, destroyer of commandos.
Now we are free.
Free? What about the cover charge? Frozen. Hey, there's a dead crow up here. I'm kidding.
The Viking ship with the Gorgonites
okay.
Sits at the edge of a stream.
Are you sure you guys want to do this?
Yes, Alan. It is time.
Archer, I understand why, but... You know, you might not find Gorgon. It may not
Alan,
even...
Even if you can't see something, it doesn't mean it isn't there.
Alan sighs and shoves the ship upriver.
Hey, look, we're out to launch.
I'm seasick already.
Goodbye, Alan.
Goodbye, Alan. Nice knowing you.
The current takes them past Alan, solemn-faced. He sighs and slowly smiles.
Ah, it's been a long time since I played a cruise. Anybody from out of town here? Where are you from, sir?
Gorgon.
Oh, yeah? What exit? Hello? Is this thing on? Is this a boat or an oil painting?
I hope we don't hit an iceberg.
The ship sails on. Fade to black. Phil.
Nuclear warhead, what are you talking about? Is that too much?
Why, Phil. I never heard.
Words appear for Phil. Your narrator has been Rick Boggs. Description written by Terry Grossman. Video description provided by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com.